Rural news time now with Sally Murphy and Ota Tahi. Kia ora, Sally.
Morning.
Now, there's another drop in that global dairy trade auction overnight.
Yeah, the average price fell 2.9% to $4,432 a tonne. It follows an 8.5% drop at the last auction, and it's the fifth consecutive fall. The important whole milk powder price fell nearly 5% to $3,934 a tonne. Skim milk powder, butter and cheese all dropped as well. So prices are cooling a bit, and last week that resulted in Fonterra lowering its milk price forecast. It expects this season's payout to farmers to be between $9.10 and $9.50 per kilogram of milk solids, which would still be a record high.
Yeah, still pretty happy with that. Now, a group of researchers is putting game meat under the microscope to check for lead.
Yeah, the Nelson Marlborough Institute of Technology is asking hunters to send in a sample of frozen meat from an animal they've shot to see if it contains traces of lead. Research professor Dr. Eric Bernays says most hunters use lead ammunition, which can leave hundreds of fragments scattered throughout the animal's carcass. He says eating the meat can then expose hunters to lead poisoning.
We had a patient that we were involved with here in Motueka, and he was having this odd case of gout, where normally you would have gout in your small joints, but he was having it in large joints. And when we got him off lead ammunition, converted him, his lead levels went down, that gout went away. And so it's not something, like you went to your GP and said, I'm having gout in my large joints. It's not the first thing on their mind to think, are you eating lead shot meat?
Eric Bernays says overseas studies have detected lead in 10 to 50% of meat samples tested. He says lead-free ammunition costs slightly more than typical ammo, which puts most hunters off making the switch.
This always comes up, is the cost of non-toxic ammunition. And I always say the same thing, which is that you're quite happy to spend $200 in petrol to drive to the place that you're going to go hunting, but you won't spend an extra dollar or two for the one bullet you might need to harvest the animal. That doesn't make sense to me, right? The cost of the bullet in the entire process of going hunting is really pretty insignificant.
And Eric Bernays says the project has just received $8,000 of funding, which will allow more testing to be done.
Now, an agricultural leader says Mātauranga Māori should be seen as another tool to solve problems in the sector.
Yeah, Crown Research Institute, Ag Research, has launched a new Māori research partnerships group to help incorporate Mātauranga Māori into its existing science structures. Group Chair Ariana Estoris says Indigenous knowledge has historically been viewed by some as being out of step with modern science, but she says there's a lot to gain from having more than one knowledge system in all sectors, including agriculture.
There's a lot of opportunity here if we're open to the vast knowledge and experience that sits in Mātauranga. But also to access it, we need to be respectful of how we do that and how we treat that knowledge. So if we can get those two things right and bring them alongside the scientific knowledge that we have here at Ag Research, there's more tools in the toolbox, and therefore the solutions that we can develop for our future are going to be far more enduring because we've got that richness of the two knowledge systems contributing to it.
Ariana Estoris says the group will continue to build Māori-centred research and connect scientists with Māori farmers and landowners who can share their collective wisdom. And that's the rural news.
Sally, thank you very much. Sally Murphy there with your rural update this morning from Ota Tahi, Christchurch.